House of Prickly's Spearmint Chewing Gum invites you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Ash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale.
Shop and go in the country.
afraid to cool off a couple of days. But a train ticket cost $50, airplane tickets maybe $100, a hotel bill maybe $200. With the money I've got, all I can afford is a cold shower. But I'm read some place that if you eat the salt tablets, they're gonna keep you cool. So all day I'm a chum up. And mamma mia, I got so much salt in the side, I'm feel like a bag of peanuts. Somebody, mamma mia, would it be so nice if I could go away for vacation, because summer in Chicago is very hot. Everybody's go away. Streets, they get empty on the weekends. And if you ain't got a friends, you could get very lonesome. But today I'm got a big idea. I'm gonna ask all of my night school friends that they should come to my store this Saturday. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. We can drink lemonade, eat cookies, sit around and do what all Americans is do. Chew up the rags. But I'm finished this letter late, mamma mia, because right now I'm gonna go to my night school. America, I love you. You like a papa to me, from the ocean to us. Luigi, thanks for the invitation, but I'm sorry I can't make it for this Saturday.
Why, you can't?
Now, you see, I'm going to my wife's folks for dinner.
Well, I hope you enjoy her, Luigi.
I hope so, too. You know, there's one thing about my mother-in-law. She makes a pot roast
that you'll remember for years. Yeah, and it stays with you that long, too. Maybe you come to my store this Saturday, huh? Ach, I'm sorry, Luigi. The 4th of July weekend, my wife Frida and me and the kiddies, we always have the same vacation.
What do you mean, Shus?
Well, we all go down to the beach and the food gets squashed on the train. Two kids almost get lost. I have to be pulled out of the water twice. My wife gets a sunstroke. And we all have a wonderful time.
Yeah, but I also, maybe you're gonna...
Luigi, I would be overjoyed. To join you this Saturday, but I told Olga I would drive her into the country.
I did, huh?
Yeah, oh, there's nothing like getting out on the highway in an open car on a hot day and just zooming along.
Hey, it must be nice to zoom. So everybody's got something to do this weekend, huh? Here comes Miss Foley.
Good evening,
Miss Baldwin. Good evening.
Phew! It's hot tonight. Mr. Schultz, would you open the window from the bottom, please?
Why only from the bottom? What's the matter? The top? Is an orphan. Schultz, there was a well-known fact in physics that cold air comes in from the bottom and the hot air rises to the top. Oh, that is true. What is holding you down? That was a lullaby.
All right, gentlemen. I know it's a hot night, but let's see if we can't concentrate on today's grammar lesson. I asked you to study up on the dangling participle. Mr. Horowitz, suppose you tell us what it is.
With pleasure. A dangling participle is a
participate. We are a dangles.
Well, give us an example, please.
Sorry. The dangling participle. The prisoner was hung at dawn.
No, that's wrong. Mr. Schultz.
Don't ask me. I don't believe in capital punishment. As usual, I am the only one who knows the answer.
Yeah, but in Olsen's case, I'm willing to make an exception.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco, you may tell us the answer.
Dangling participle. Well, that's when a sum of word in a sentence is an oblong.
And why doesn't it belong?
Because, well, it's an oblong like me and this weekend.
What?
Oh, Miss Spaulding, Luigi feels a little left out because he asked us all to come to his house Saturday, but we can't make it.
Oh, well, these are the weekends when people start to go out of town, Mr. Basco.
Ach, cheer up, you little Wiener Schnitzel. Smile, Luigi, there's a million things you can do in the city to enjoy yourself.
Like what, Schultz?
Well, you can go to the museum or the library or the planetarium. Or maybe a good music recital or an art gallery. Oh, those are all excellent ideas. Olsen, they should all happen to you. Ah, smile, Luigi. Comes the weekend, you can always go next door to Pasquale and pass a little time.
Yes, sure, but what if Pasquale is going to start to nag me with the rush?
Ah, no, what? He says, do you like Rosa? You say yes. He says, Will you take her out to a movie? Say yes!
Yeah, Anna, what if he's gonna say I'm sure to marry her?
So marry her, it's only for the weekend.
little things.
Yes, little things. The kind that if there was a 4 or 5 of them running around the house, I would be a grandfather. What do you say, my son?
Goodbye, Grandpa. Buddy, please. Now is not the time to talk about a marriage.
It's the best time. You get married now, it's going to make you a June bride. No way, you look. Father, may have pity. I'm only living for the day when some little fellas are gonna climb up on my knee and call me Grandpa.
Well, what I like the first valley. If it's gonna make you happy.
Yes.
All right, Pasquale. I'm not gonna climb up on your knee and call you Grandpa.
Don't be so smart. Do a packer of four. Now I'd have a nervous breakdown.
Pasquale, please don't be mad with me today. Not today.
Why not today? You got a birthday or something?
No, but Pasquale, all of my friends, they gone away this weekend. And I want to wish you to be friendly, so I'm gonna have somebody to talk to.
Luigi. You ain't had a vacation since I brought you to America, eh?
No, Pasquale.
And you ain't got money, but I got the right.
That's Pasquale.
And if I was to lend you the money, you might take an airplane ride to Hawaii and spend a few weeks relaxing on the beach, huh?
Pasquale, you gonna do all of this for me?
Only if the Satan party gets on that airplane with you before it goes up.
But Pasquale, if that certain somebody gets on that airplane, it's not gonna be